I gave you a deadline 2 weeks ago. That has passed. This is now your third deadline. I have been more than patient. I'm asking you now, will you sign off on the Constitution? Then, gentlemen, regrettably, since Bishop Muzorewa has accepted the terms of the Constitution and you have not, I am forced to negotiate with the Bishop and Mr. Smith alone. I need not remind you what this will mean once agreement is found. Muzorewa's government will be recognized and we will lift sanctions forthwith. Let's see how powerful your guns are against a revitalized Rhodesia. Thank you, gentlemen, for being at the conference. Your attendance will no longer be required.
You think we don't know all along that this was your plan? That all along, all you've wanted to do was legitimize Smith and his fascist regime?
You can throw as many accusations as you like, Mr. Mugabe. You had your chance and you've blown it.
I will not be outplayed by you, Carrington.
I think you may already have been. As you know, the British government was charged by the Commonwealth heads of state to draw up a new constitution for your country.
What was wrong with the old one, Ian?
The outline before you is the kind of constitution on which we would be prepared to grant independence. However, we have one hard and fast stipulation. We will move through this constitutional conference one beat at a time. Only when I am satisfied that we have total agreement will we move on to the next phase. We will begin with the constitution, followed by the transitional period leading up to independence, and finally, negotiate the terms of the ceasefire. I repeat, only when we have found agreement on the Constitution will we move on to the other matters. Yes, Mr. Mugabe.
As Soames says, this is Africa, not little Puddlington by the marsh. It takes a strong man to deal with it. And Robert Mugabe is that, if nothing else. Let's wait and see, Robin. Let's wait and see what kind of a leader Mr. Mugabe will turn out to be.